Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Tuesday to you. What's going on? How you feeling? How you living today? Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I am here to help. We have a very good show for you. Let's get at it. Telephone number is toll free, and I'm going to open it up to you right away. My first interview is not until 9:40 Pacific time. Go ahead, call us up. 1-800-636-8686. Call me right now with anything you want. Anything is fair game. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jim Rome. By now, I would imagine every one of you is on Twitter. If not, you should be. It's a great way to participate with the program and share your thoughts on anything at all. The quickest way to get in, follow me at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So the interviews are as follows. We'll go back to back. Starting at 9:40 Pacific time, I've got the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Luke Walton. That's 9:40. Top of hour number two, the 1995 PGA Championship winner. He is a two-time Players Champion. He is the People's Champion. He is Elk. Steve Elkington, top of hour number two. In fact, in an unusual twist, we go back to back to back. We normally do not do that. Alohi Gilman is an NFL draft prospect, a safety out of Notre Dame. So those interviews are starting at 9:40. Now would be a very good time to get through. Luke Walton, Steve Elkington, Alohi Gilman, back to back to back. Also, Tuesday, as you know, is a What's Your Beef Day. So I'm looking for your beefs. Also, via the phones, on Twitter, and email. Let's get started with the concern about the coronavirus. As it spreads, more and more precautions are being taken. You have one college and university after another canceling in-person classes, switching to online classes. Some schools are telling students not to return to campus until after spring break. Last night, Santa Clara County, California, announced a ban on all gatherings of 1,000 people or more for the rest of the month, which could include three San Jose Shark home games. The team issued a statement that they are reviewing their options. Moreover, it was reported that Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy will be taped without audiences. According to John Rothstein, the Ivy League is canceling its postseason conference tournament, and the regular season champion, Yale, goes to the NCAA tournament as the champ. And then you have a number of leagues overseas that are playing games without fans and flat-out postponing games. Despite that fact, North American leagues are not at that point. That said, you can see it from here. This is how serious the virus is. It's not a hoax. It's real. And it's killing people. And while games continue in all of the major professional leagues over the weekend, a number of NHL teams began closing their dressing rooms to media and non-essential personnel, and last night it became even bigger. Last night, the NBA, NHL, MLB, and MLS issued a joint statement announcing that they would be closing access to locker rooms and clubhouses for all non-essential personnel. That statement read, quote, "Given the issues that can be associated with close contact in pre- and post-game settings, all team locker rooms and clubhouses will be open only to players and essential employees of teams and team facilities until further notice. Media access will be maintained in designated locations outside of the locker room and clubhouse setting," end quote. My reaction to that is this. Given the circumstances, it's not at all surprising. After all, from the standpoint of the league, the most important thing is keeping the players free from the virus. If a player gets it, and then a team gets it, then all hell breaks loose, and then the league is in real trouble. So I understand why the leagues would make an announcement like that. That said, we have to make sure that this does not become the new normal once concerns about the virus die down. Changes like this do have a way of becoming permanent because it's easier for the teams and for the players. But easier is not better. It's not better for the game. Right now, perhaps. But before some of you dopes come in here and take a run at beat writers and say that they're just whining because they don't have access to the locker room, it's not about that. Because media access in the locker room is not just about media members getting good access. It's also about fans getting good access, because the media plays a huge role in connecting players and teams to the fans. I'm not just saying that because I'm media. That's a fact. Media access in the locker room or a clubhouse is about building the relationships and connections that lead to good stories. And here's the other thing about restricting access on a permanent basis. And again, I want to be very clear about this. I understand why they're restricting access right now. I'm just saying that when it does turn and it does get better, let's make sure it's not permanent. Because if you restrict access on a permanent basis, you're going to miss out on a lot. You do that and you do not get moments like Pac-Man Jones and Terrell Pryor.
I know you talked about it, Adam. What did that start with right there, for you, Terrell?
Garbage.
There you go.
Get him out of there. You see him in there?
Oh, right there.
You better find him somebody to play with.
Is it him saying basically he could
garbage? Garbage.
All right, Adam. Aside from Terrell, how big is it for you?
Garbage. I ain't talking about nothing else. I'm happy we won.
All right, cool.
Terrell Pryor, garbage.
All right.
You tell me, how much worse would life be if we did not have Pac-Man calling Pryor garbage?
Garbage.
And then looking in a trash can to find him.
Garbage.
I could do this all day. Or why don't we throw it all the way back to D'Angelo Hall talking about Falcons coach Mike Smith after a scuffle on the sideline during a Washington-Atlanta game.
Coach Smith, Mike came over, grabbed me, talking to me, saying he'll kick me and all this other so. I definitely stand Atlanta in the offseason, so if Mike Smith want to see me, he can find me. Definitely can find me. Definitely can find me. That's some bull****. Yeah, but we'll say that for a different day.
I mean, what an iconic moment. D'Angelo Hall challenging Mike Smith to a fight in the offseason. A star NFL player challenging a coach, a head coach, to a fight. No media in the locker room means we don't get Hall saying that. We don't get Hall saying that he stays in Atlanta in the offseason. So if Mike Smith wants, quote, he can find me. Definitely can find me.
Definitely can find me.
Of course, the team isn't going to want that out there. They don't want to have to deal with what might come from a player challenging an opposing head coach to a fight in the offseason. But that's part of what makes sports great, right? And yes, I know that the players and the coaches will still meet with the media in designated locations outside of the clubhouse or locker room, but you know how those moments at the podium go. They're generally boring. Nothing ever happens. It's rehearsed. It's under control. You know you're not getting the real deal in that environment. The player or coach has had a few minutes to collect their thoughts, maybe even get prepped up by a staffer or a flack. Generally, it's going to be very formal and very boring. Unless we're dealing with somebody like former Michigan women's basketball coach Keith Borseth.
That's how I feel. Damn sick and tired of getting out rebounded. 25 offensive rebounds. First time we block out, we get called for a damn block out. We're pushing people. Meanwhile, they're on the other court grabbing rebounds, going over the top and grabbing them. We get one offensive rebound, the other we get called for over the back. We don't block out very damn well, and we're not getting called, one or the other. That's where I'm frustrated. That's where my whole frustration comes in. Offensive rebounds. The entire thing came down to offensive rebound. They got every stinking offensive rebound. We didn't get one of them. What else do you want to know?
Well, I'm good, coach. That's how you enter the media room. That's how you start a press conference. Not with some tired,
that's how I feel.
Boring, meaningless opening statement and then opening the floor to questions. No, the real pros start a press conference by spiking the stat sheet into the podium before you even see them get on camera. That's a GOAT move. That's an absolute legend.
That's how I feel.
But if you think that every player or coach has it in them to go Borseth in a press conference setting, you're wrong. Again, so I'm very, very clear about this. I'm fine with limiting access to locker rooms in this current environment. But when the concern is lifted, the media better be allowed back into the locker rooms exactly the way they were before. Or I might go all Borseth. Because access is about building relationships, developing contacts, gaining insight, things that might lead to stories down the road. It's also about athletes being open, real, unrehearsed. The concern overall for the virus is very serious. That's why none of you idiots should come in here and try to make light of it and try to make fun of it and try to make jokes about it, because I'm not having any of that. It's not a hoax. It's real, and it's killing people. The side angle to that, and I want to be very clear about that. I'm talking about the media angle above and beyond, or subsequently, and I'm fine with the policy right now, but don't change it permanently. All right, so other things I want to get to. If you want to hit on any of that, you can call, you can email, you can tweet. I've got a beef segment coming up later on, too, if you want to take part. Now some lighter news, better news. Barry Bonds is in the news. And I've got that story for you, which I will get to a little bit later on. In addition to that, there is a Tim Lincecum imposter amongst us. He got away with it for a little while, but not forever. It all comes back. You know, I could sit here and I could show you a new logo for any team. Anytime a team breaks out a new logo, people hate it, no matter what. No matter how good or bad it is, people will hate it. I can put it behind my shoulder here on CBS Sports Network, show it to you, and do an entire hour easily on that. In terms of the Rams' new logo, I could probably do an entire show on it. I could probably do a week's worth of shows on it. I'm not going to do that, but I will point out how bad that logo is. 1-800-636-8686. If you missed it yesterday, we talked about the LA Lakers and the statement they sent over the weekend. They beat Milwaukee Friday night. They beat the Clippers on Sunday night. And like it or not, that is a statement. A real statement. And now we've got a real battle. The battle for LA. The championship's going to come through this town, y'all, whether you like it or not. I've got Luke Walton coming up at 40 past. Then Elk. Then Alohi Gilman. I've got a beef segment coming up after that. You know where to find me. Hit us up. Never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You might think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, you end up looking sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, but it's not too short. It's just right. In fact, according to GQ, it's perfect. GQ calls these shirts perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Even the wrinkle-free options. Untuck It offers 50 different fit combinations. That way, tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can experience the perfect fitting shirt. So log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new arrivals, use the promo code ROME, and get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit one of Untuck It's over 80 retail locations nationwide. What you want to do is stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME and get 20% off your first purchase. Once again, untuckit.com, promo code ROME, take 20% off. Promo code ROME, untuckit.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Ask yourself this really quickly. Can you make it better? The show, I mean. Can you make it better? In fact, how about our day? I mean, can you make it better? If you can, hit me up. Call me, 1-800-636-8686. And as a reminder, tonight at 7 Eastern, the Colonial Athletic Association Championship tips off as we find out who's going to get their one-way ticket to March. It's only on CBS Sports Network. Stucknut thinks he can make it better. He tweets, "We will no longer allow more than 8 dudes in a dorm room." Signed, Cal State Fullerton.
I just put 2 and 2 together that Jason Stewart is Jason from Fullerton, the old caller. I go out with a buddy of mine, my JV coach at the time, who went to Fullerton, and he's a buddy of Jason's and a couple of his friends. We go over to this house on a Friday night. And Jason and about 10 guys are sitting in a room watching porno, and he's bragging about how he's this caller on your show. And I never met a more pathetic group of losers. We're going out looking for chicks, and they're watching porno with guys.
Remind me, Alvin, what year was that? He's talking about Jason Stewart, who was a longtime member of the XR4TI, a beloved member of the XR4TI. That call was made in 2005.
Keep calling, weaklings.
That Jason Stewart. That call did not help the city of Fullerton. Adam Hawk knows. He lives in and around Fullerton. Hey, Adam, really quickly, put on your headphones. Since you live in and around Fullerton, welcome to the program. That's our EEP. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, he just ran the LA Marathon in sub 5 hours. How are you feeling today, Adam?
It's worse today. Day two is always worse.
Yep. Always worse. You know that. Since you live in and around the city of Fullerton, as you walk in and around the city of Fullerton, does that ever come up, that caller and what that guy did to the city?
That's all the city is known for. He has sunk my
Maybe
beloved
not all,
city.
But
I love the city of Fullerton. It is a wonderful community, and all people associate it with is that phone call about nine guys watching porn in a dorm.
With a guy.
And it sucks because it's such a beautiful city where I want to raise my family for the rest of my life. I want to live in Fullerton forever. I just want that call
really?
To go away.
Are you just
away.
Saying that?
No.
Or do you mean that?
I love Fullerton. It's Brea adjacent. We all know about Brea. It's great. But what Jason Stewart did and that caller did to the city of Fullerton has put a permanent stain on the city.
Well, to be fair, it's not the only thing. Thanks, Adam. To be fair, it's not the only thing that I associate with Fullerton. When I think Cal State Fullerton, I think three things. Cal State Fullerton baseball. It's a very, very prestigious college baseball program. I think Leon Wood, because I'm a Big West guy. And I think about that guy who called up in 2005 and blew the entire town up.
With a guy.
Because of Jay's due. So it's not the only thing Fullerton's known for. One of the only things. In terms of locker room access for the media, again, I want to reiterate, I am fine with the policy right now until the concerns die down. But the way these things go, once you change a policy and you say it's temporary, these things have a way of not being temporary, but then becoming permanent because it's expedient for those involved. It's better for the players. It's better for the coaches. It's better for the teams. Let's not let that happen. As an example, I played you some things that we would have missed out on. The world is better because of those sound bites that I played, those things that happened. Much more recently, Dan Wojcicki of the LA Times came on yesterday. And he was telling a story about Montrezl Harrell, a story and an anecdote that we would not have had he not had access to the locker room. What if there was a ban on the media in the locker room? How would that impact the way you do your job?
It would crush it. The lead to my story today was about watching Montrezl Harrell put each of, you know, a series of more lavish gold chains around his neck and kind of the routine of it and how it wasn't. It's something I've seen him do after every game this year. By the way, Jim, if you can get yourself a diamond encrusted Wells Fargo Visa card, Montrezl Harrell, if you need one, Montrezl Harrell has a guy, apparently.
Nice. That's good to know.
But it's such a valuable tool in our job to get a pulse of a team.
You're not getting that story in the corridor outside the clubhouse or the locker room. You're not getting that story at the podium, the dais, in a presser, in that situation. And yeah, it's pretty interesting. And there's a lot more to it than the diamond-encrusted Wells Fargo debit card or credit card. Although I did retweet a picture of it that Dan had up yesterday. It's a good note. It's fun. As far as the virus overall, it's a very real concern. And if you're coming in here to make light of it, don't. I'm not reading it. Let's go to the phones. I've got Luke Walton coming up next segment. We go to Alaska. Marcus, it's good to have you. Marcus, how are you?
Hey, hey Jim, I'm a huge fan. Me and my dad bond over your show every day. I just want to talk about COVID-19 real quick. Is that okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so right now I'm going to read you off some statistics from worldometers.info. It says there's 116,000 cases right now, and there's been 4,000 deaths. Now, my perspective of it is that I believe that the players' precautions, that's good. I believe that you need to protect the players, and the owners are doing a very good job because the players are the money makers for the owners. And if they're not making money, then the owners aren't making money. So I think that's good. But I think the fans need to understand that, yes, you might get the coronavirus, but you're only in danger if you have prior upper respiratory failure or upper respiratory complications, and that's what causes the death. And that is in older people and in younger people as well, because they have weak immune systems starting off. But I just believe that people just need to just wash their hands and be cautious more, because more people have died from influenza and the bird flu and stuff like that than the coronavirus so far. But my perspective of it is this, I'm in Alaska right now where we haven't been touched yet, thank goodness, but if we were to be touched by the coronavirus, I'm not going to be scared and be afraid to go to my university to learn or go to a sporting event to bond and get experience. I'm just going to be really cautious and probably wash my hands a little more frequently, bring some hand sanitizer, maybe wear a mask. And, oh, another thing, my sister-in-law, who is a nurse, said that when you wear a mask, you're not protecting yourself from people who cough. You're protecting your cough from other people, by the way.
Right.
And I just want to let people know. And I think people just need to be a little more informed and just be a little more cautious about that. That's my take on it.
Marcus, I appreciate you. And I appreciate that phone call. I appreciate your take. I appreciate the fact that you and your father bond over this show. And you can either agree or disagree. Listen, I'm not going to tell you how to feel about this. I'm not going to tell you how to feel about this. I understand. I mean, again, this is not some online hoax. This is not an internet hoax. It's real. And it is, in fact, killing people. And I understand why people are concerned. And I understand also why you would say, hey, listen, I'm not going to overreact to this. That influenza itself has killed more people. And that people need to inform themselves. I'm reporting what's going on right here. I myself am going about my daily business and taking precautions as I see fit. But I'm going to do my life. I'm going to do my work. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to be here for you every single day. Even if I walk flush into a camera like I did last week. And in terms of the games themselves, they're not canceling games in major pro sports leagues across North America. Not yet. But again, you can see that from where we are. I mentioned the Ivy League. And the Ivy League is canceling its postseason conference tournament. And Yale, the regular season champ, is going to go to the NCAAs. Now, do you think that's an overreaction? Do you think that's hasty? Or are they doing the right thing? In terms of the locker rooms itself or themselves, if leagues are saying the media is not going to have access to the locker rooms, clearly what they're saying is they're more concerned about their athletes having that kind of interaction with some media people than they are 15,000 people gathering in the same place at the same time. And I said the reason for that, I'm sure the leagues see it like this. As far as that influenza stuff, too, I think I'm going to need a little more documentation than somebody from Alaska saying that the flu or influenza is killing more people. I'm going to need more documentation than that. But in terms of the locker rooms and the teams, the feeling again is if a player gets it and then the team gets it, then the league has a major problem. So they're going to err on that side of caution. And I'm fine with that right now. Just as long as when the concerns subside, they go back to regular access. 1-800-636-8686. Listen, if you're going to come in here and say, I wish that people would better arm themselves with the proper information and be better informed, make sure you're informed. When we come back, we start the interview portion of the program. Luke Walton is next, then Steve Elkington, then Alohi Gilman. Back to back to back. Then I open it up to you. I've got a beef segment and a lot more to get to, including the latest Barry Bonds news. Right now it's time for a sports update. Here is the latest.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We're going to start the interview portion of the program momentarily. We are out to Luke Walton, the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. We are efforting. Radio term, quote unquote. In the meantime, it is a beef day. Tuesdays are what's your beef days here in the jungle, and we will get to that a little bit later on. Barry Bonds has a beef of sorts, except it's not really a beef. He's more just kind of sad. He sounds depressed. He's upset that he's been ghosted by the rest of the world. That's coming up a little bit later on. Tim Lincecum has an imposter. Oh, dude, you look positively horrible, Adam. That is incredible. Dude, are you 184? Are you older than Ritt? The second day is worse. I know what it was, too, man. It was the adrenaline, the euphoria. I made it through. I got over. I'm going to go in the jungle, get all my love, get on my run. And then he woke up on day two. Hit that with some bear. Rub some bear on it. Dear Jim, did you say that there's a beef segment coming up? If there are any, quote, custard segments, put me down for all of them. Signed, Monty. Brian and Charlotte. Where's Susie in Santa Monica getting a golden ticket? What, you mean this custard? The What's Your Custard segment? There's no such thing as a What's Your Custard segment. There is a beef segment, and we do that once a week.
When we talked about your major in 95, the one thing about that was, as happy as I am that you have that and nobody can ever take that from you, I'm even happier that you stoned Colin Montgomery and he wasn't able to win it.
You know, the window closes quick, Rummy. Before you know it, your career of winning majors is over. I'll tell you a Monty story. You want one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Playing in the World Match Play in 1995, the year I beat him, I went back and played in the World Match Play. Of course, I get paired against Monty in the first round, you know, 36-hole match. So it was like the big payback. You know, Monty was going to get me over there. It's a 36-hole match. We play 18 in the morning. We stop for lunch for like an hour. We go into this player's lounge, and Monty's got about 20 people in there with entourage, and me and my wife are over on this other table.
Monty has a posse.
Yeah, he's got a posse over there with all the oh, yeah, so would you like some tea with your scones and all that, you know, going on. So I'm over there with my wife, and they have this big buffet.
I hate to
there,
cut
custard,
a genius
big,
story, but I will when I have a guest. Elk will be coming up next segment. More of that, I'm sure. As promised, we're joined right now by the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. It is his first season with the Kings. A two-time NBA champion as a player. An NBA champion as an assistant coach. Sacramento in the hunt. They're tied for ninth in the West. They're at home tomorrow night against New Orleans. We are joined by Kings head coach Luke Walton. Luke, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. It's been too long, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Luke. It has been a long time, but it's great to have you back. Let me start right here, Luke. You dropped a tough one to Toronto Sunday night where the lead was going back and forth. In the final 4 minutes, when you're battling for a playoff spot, Luke, and you've got a good chance to beat a really good Raptors team, how tough is a loss like that? In other words, can you shake that off pretty quickly, or does that one kind of linger a little longer?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, Jim, but when you look at it, it's watch tape and you see how hard our guys are playing and how hard they've been playing and just the fight in the group. It's very exciting, and we want to win those games. We need to win those games. But Toronto is, like you said, they're a good team. They're the defending champs, and they hit huge shot after huge shot. And what I'm excited about is our guys were right there punch for punch. Plays. De'Aaron Fox goes 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Multiple guys hit, you know, threes, and you know how the NBA works. It's some nights you win those, some nights you don't. Unfortunately, we didn't get that one, but I expect our guys to bounce back and continue rolling throughout the rest of this week.
Sacramento Kings head coach Luke Walton is joining us. Since you mentioned De'Aaron Fox, let me ask you about him. I want to get into some of the details of his game, Luke, but overall, what do you make of the season that he's having?
He's playing great right now. He's a big part of why our team has been having some success over the last 20 games. And the way that he's elevating, the way that he's starting to lead are all the things that we're asking him to do. And we tell him we understand it's a lot to put on his plate, but we fully believe in him being that guy and being able to handle that responsibility. And unfortunately, he got hurt and missed a big portion of the season right in the middle of it. And since he's kind of come back from that and got his legs under him, he's slowly really been just a consistent leader that every good team needs.
Luke Walton is my guest. You mentioned the last 20 games, Luke. You had lost six straight in January, but you've gone 13-7 since that loss at Detroit. After that game, you changed up the starting lineup a bit. What do you make of the way the team overall, not just Fox, but the team overall, has responded to the challenge?
They've been great. You know, we've had ups and downs this year. It's been a you know, an interesting first season, and it's been a lot of good with some bad in there. But what you love to see from your group is, you know, you never give in, you never quit, no matter how bad things get. We have the power to turn things around, and this group continues to fight. And you know, the lineup change mixed with De'Aaron kind of getting his legs back from that injury, Vlade doing a great job and bringing guys like Alex Lynn and Bazemore over and kind of helping with the physicality of how we want to play has really helped steady the group. And what you're looking for in this league with, you know, the schedule we play and how many games, it's just consistency. And that's what we're starting with. And you know you're not going to win them all, but as long as you're playing hard and you're playing consistent, you know, good things are going to happen, and that's kind of the groove that we're in right now.
We're talking Sacramento Kings basketball here in the Jungle. Head coach Luke Walton is my guest. Now, Luke, you're in that rugged West, and you're just on the outside looking in, but you've got a really good look at this thing. When you're dealing with a number of players who do not have playoff experience and certainly do not have playoff experience together, how do you go about preparing them for that desperation and that intensity night in and night out?
Well, you keep the priority on what's important, and that's, you know, let's not get overwhelmed and put added pressure on us by just sitting around talking about the playoffs and how every game is, you know, is a must win. Let's just continue to do what we're doing. We're playing really good basketball. We're playing as a team. We're winning games, and let's focus on that and ultimately know that to take the next step as a group, We have to get to the playoffs and feel what that's like. But even this stretch right here, Jim, just a level below that as far as taking a jump, you know, towards the end of the season is where playoff teams really start turning it up. Every team is fighting for positioning or to get into the playoffs. And that type of intensity in itself and being in those games and playing, you know, teams like Toronto down to the stretch, that's great learning opportunities. That's great experience for our group. And we're a new group. You know, we got a new coaching staff. We got new players trying to get everyone on the same page and understand the offense and defensive system. And going through this together is a great opportunity for us.
And, Luke, you've got a guy in Kent Bazemore that I've always liked. I've always liked his game and his approach. He arrived in that trade with Portland. In terms of his approach, what do you like about what he's brought to the team? And how much of a difference has he made?
He's been great. His just overall energy and how he just is in constant attack mode. He plays on the defensive end, you know, without fear. He's willing to guard anybody. And he's one of those players that their energy is contagious. And he's been great. You know, you get him on the floor with Corey Joseph, who's just another winner. And then what Alex Lynn has brought to the physicality of our team has really just settled us in nicely to the defensive end. We've talked all year, and we started the season off being a pretty poor defensive team, and we slowly made the right strides that we're looking for. And Baze is a big, big part of that.
You mentioned Alex Lynn, Luke Walton, my guest. Of course, you got into it a little bit with CJ McCollum in that win over Portland. It is the second time he's gotten into a scuffle since he arrived. Hey, Luke, I know you're not looking for guys to go out and just get into fights, but in terms of that physicality, how much do you like that edge and that physicality that he does bring to the floor?
I love it. I love it, Jim. And you're absolutely right. We don't ever want it to get to a fight. We don't ever want anyone to get hurt, but we do want to stand up for ourselves. We do want other teams to feel us, and a lot of times that responsibility will fall on the bigs, and I think he does a nice job of playing with that edge. We've missed Rashad Holmes for the last month of games, however long that's been, and he has that edge Harry Giles has done a nice job of stepping in for us with all the other bigs out and playing with an edge. And, you know, there's always somebody. You look at the Clippers, and Pat Beverly has that for them, and Marcus Smart for the Celtics. So we're looking for guys that have that edge, again, not to fight, but to always be ready to say, hey, we're not going to get pushed around tonight. We're going to be here to put our bodies on you as well.
Luke Walton joining me for a few more moments. We're talking Kings basketball. So I mentioned at the very top, Luke, you've got a big one. You're tied with New Orleans for the ninth spot in the West. They're coming to your house tomorrow night. I also understand that every game at this point in the season is huge, but how big does this one feel?
This is going to be fun. This New Orleans team is playing great. Alvin's doing a heck of a job. They're flying up and down the court. They got all five shooters out there, and they're just, you know, they're spacing the floor. They're coming at you, and you know, we haven't played them since Zion's been back. And this, we're trying, as a staff, we're sitting around watching tape, figuring out what to do, and what, you know, do you put a smaller forward on, a power forward on him? Do you put a center on him? And it seems like every team that's trying different things, he's still finding a way to get the job done. So this is going to be a fun game. It's like you said, it's a big game seeding wise, and something that our players should be up and excited for, and the city should be excited for.
I was about to ask, Luke, what do you do, or how do you go about trying to limit or impact his game? You kind of answered that in part, but even though you haven't seen him firsthand, when you look at him on tape, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Just really impressed. I mean, for a rookie to come into the league, especially coming off injury and not have time to kind of find his groove through the start of the season, and then just come out and do what he's doing to teams, is, you got to give this young man a ton of credit. He's going to be a star in this league for a lot of years. And, you know, for us, we're going to throw different people on him. We got to, like we said, we haven't played him yet. So we have to see what that's like and see who has success on him. But he'll be a big part of the game plan, trying to slow him down and ultimately slow that whole offense down. It's not just Zion. They got Brandon Ingram, was an all-star. Zoe is playing incredibly well, shooting the heck out of the ball. So this is a really good team coming into Sacramento, and we feel the same way about our group. So it should be a lot of fun to be part of this game tomorrow.
That's a big one tomorrow night. Luke, really quickly, I got about 60 seconds. Kent Bazemore was saying how there's a complete buy-in. Quote, when asked about you, he said, we're behind him 110%. He's just as fiery as any coach I've ever played with. Sometimes it looks like he wants to get out there, but he's kind of chubby now, so those days are over. Luke, what do you think when you hear that?
Well, it's, you know, I have a good relationship with Baze. I encourage open dialogue with my coaching staff and my players. I wasn't a big fan of that line, but I love the buy-in we have from our guys. I love the support we have from our guys, and I love the culture we have going on here. It's a fun place to be right now, which in my opinion is important when you're trying to build something. You want a place where guys love coming into work every day, and we have that going on here in Sac, and we're just looking to continue to grow, and we're happy that Baze is part of that.
And the biggest thing, Luke, you got to be a fan of this. He did say, he started that off by saying, we're behind him 110%. Any coach wants that buy-in. Luke, it had been a minute. It's great to have you back on the show. Appreciate your time. I know that's an enormous game tomorrow night. Thanks for coming on to talk about that game and the team.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It's great to be on. I hope you're well, my friend.
You too, Luke. Great talking to you. Thank you so much. Sacramento Kings head coach Luke Walton joining us. That is a big one tomorrow night in Sactown. When we come back, Steve Elkington joins us. Two-time players champ. That's coming up next.